Economic worries are having a unifying effect in Washington. Senate Republicans are now proposing $60 billion in tax cuts to give the economy an immediate boost. Senate Democrats say they are also open to the idea. And President Bush has thrown his support behind the cuts to be made this year in advance of the Senate's consideration of his larger tax cut package. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Suddenly, there is a tax cut proposal that nearly everyone seems to agree on, put forth by Republican Pete Domenici of New Mexico. It's relatively small, $60 billion for this year, compared to the president's $1.6 trillion 10-year plan. But here's what Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle had to say about the call for passing some sort of tax relief right away.
If there is agreement on this $60 billion, and if we can move quickly, I think in the interest responding to the economic stimulus concerns raised by so many people, that we could get a unanimous consent agreement to take this up and move it quickly. I'm hopeful that that's the case.
And Daschle said it's something he thinks most of the Democrats in the Senate will support, virtually assuring its passage. President Bush, speaking to reporters in Portland, Maine, where he was promoting his own vision of tax reform, also reacted positively. So long as everybody sees the $60 billion as just a first step toward the major cuts to come later in the year.
I think we can accelerate tax relief and should accelerate tax relief and keep the size of the tax relief package at the same level. I'm confident we can do both. And I've told those who think it ought to be smaller and those who think it ought to be bigger that it ought to be $1.6 trillion.
That latter point is something the president has said over and over since taking office, that Congress should not deviate from the size of the tax cut he's calling for. And while Mr. Bush praised Democrats for recognizing the need for fast relief, given the state of the economy, some in his own party are quick to question the Democrats' motives. Republican strategist Eddie Mahi says he thinks Democrats see this as an opportunity to give the public something, but still derail the president's plan.
They will be able to claim victory, and I'm sure will attempt to take credit for it, and at the same time achieve their longer-range political objective of doing everything they possibly can to sidetrack the president's tax cut and hold it to the smallest size possible at the latest date possible.
Democrats do still have serious problems with the president's tax cut, saying it is both too large and that it gives too much of the money to the wealthiest taxpayers. During his press conference yesterday, Senator Daschle said that the $60 billion immediate cut should be completely separate from any consideration of the president's full proposal, and he reiterated his doubts about that plan. President Bush, meanwhile, has so far refused to compromise on the size of any tax cut. But in Maine yesterday, he said he's open to discussing anything that would put money in people's pockets sooner.
Well, it depends on what it is. There's a lot of ideas now being floated out in the Congress, and I'm open-minded to any good idea. And I'll listen to what the different members have to say.
Some members may tell the president the quick rebate proposed by Senator Domenici would whet the public appetite for the president's full menu of tax cuts. But others will warn that the smaller tax cut would take the urgency out of Mr. Bush's argument and give Democrats time to make the case that the surplus is dwindling and the bigger cuts go too far, especially, Democrats say, if the government hopes to have the money to fund other priorities like Social Security and Medicaid reform that the public cares about as well. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.